Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. You know what? I got sunshine on a cloudy day. Yeah, baby, it's cloudy. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Which normally I would say sunny San Diego, California. Not so much today, and I don't think so much tomorrow, huh?
Did you get San Diego?
San Diego's a great place to live. It's better than Cleveland. We love
San Diego.
And we believe that San Diego teams are going to go very far. We hope the winner of the final championship for basketball is
San Diego.
Or Michigan or Michigan State. Okay, so either of those, that'll all work.
Not Cleveland?
Who? Okay. Let me tell you real quickly. I've got a, you know, there's so much material. That's why they need to tell. I need to get an extra hour. People need to start lobbying the station saying, give Dave an extra hour because I need 3 hours. There's 2 hours is not enough. Now, for some people who listen to the show, 2 hours is 1 hour and 58 minutes too long. But for the rest of you,
David Spoon, we need to do the petition. David Spoon, 3 to 9.
What? 3 to 9? That won't work.
Marathon man, David Spoon.
No, I can go 2 to 5. I could be done at 5. Although I'm not thrilled about driving home at like 5:30. That's kind of a drag.
Maybe the trolley can sponsor us.
You know, if they can't get me a helicopter, perhaps we can have Don Lemons come here and set up the black hole for me so I can walk through. And that way I can get to the other side real quickly.
And you'll find the plane.
There we go. It'll all work out that way. Don't forget, folks, I'm going to Israel. You going to Israel? I know you're going to go to Israel. We're going in October. October 17th through the 26th. We're going for 9 days with our very good friend Reuven Doran and Genesis Tours. And it's going to be something else. In fact, they call the tour Experience Israel. Now, for the show that's called the David Spoon Experience,
that's a perfect fit.
How do you not like Experience Israel? How could you not like that? Because you're not just going to visit Israel. It's not like you're going to go in a paper airplane and then you're going to, in a paper airplane, fly over Golan Heights. You're going to Israel. And like Reuven said, he's going to bring toilet paper rolls instead of Kleenex because of how much I'm going to be crying. He's like, he doesn't know if he can afford the tissues. That's very nice of him, I think. Hey, folks, less than $3,800. It's coming up October, mid-October. You want to get it taken care of now. There's 3 ways to do it. The simplest way, KPRZ.com. I mean, that's how do you not know everything we do is KPRZ.com?
Everything right there.
Everything. And soon, like I said, we're giving everybody straws. Just put it right on the screen. You'll be able to drink your nutrients right.
You'll never have to go anywhere else unless you want a good corned beef. Are they going to have corned beef at KPRZ.com?
No. No offense to you Gentiles, but you don't get it. I'm not trying to be offensive. But if I said to you Irving's, you'd go, what? Now, a few people would get stage. They'd get stage delicatessen. A few people would get that. Because if you've been to Vegas in Caesar's Palace, there's a stage. If you've been to New York, there's a stage. And actually, ironically, a lot of people don't know this. Rancho Mirage, there's a stage delicatessen.
What about the hat delicatessen in Los Angeles?
Okay. Let me help you out here so that everybody can get this squared away. We're going to take care of this really quickly. Okay? In the West, they feed beef with hay. In the East, they feed beef with corn. Would you rather have a bowl of hay or a bowl of corn? Just tell
me. Seeing as how I've never tried hay, I'm actually going to think corn actually does sound a little better, though.
It's, yeah. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me?
Dave, I'm actually going to L.A. in the next couple of weeks. I will buy you a pastrami from the hat, and you can tell me
I will. The one thing I want in all of life is to be able to judge between the top 10 delis. The odds are somewhere between Chicago, New York, and Detroit. That's where it's going. But, you know, hey, now you guys don't know about S&Fress. S&Fress in another place, they used to do corned beef sandwiches, 16 to 18 ounces of meat. That was the sandwich. That was a regular. No, baby.
Sounds like heaven.
Those were the days. You know, that's when you were in your 30s and 20s, and you could eat that sandwich, and then it didn't show up until you were, like, until 10 years later. It didn't show up.
I'm still living that dream.
Oh, yeah, I'm not. That dream is way over for me. Anyway, don't forget about the trip to Israel. Experience Israel. To get more information, go to kprz.com. Also, go to salemgoisrael.com. It's another place you can go. You can always call the station to get more info. We're going to be going there. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be all these Salem stations, all these other Christian stations, and Reuven knows stuff where nobody else knows stuff. So that's why it's going to be completely different. Very excited to go on that trip, so everybody get ready. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and then we're going to do our Facebook post, so don't forget that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Are you a pastor with a master's degree, under 45, and open to a new mission?
I'm U.S. Army Chaplain Steve Blackwell, who, like you, was pastor of a local church. After the events of 9/11, I felt the desire to serve both God and country, so I became a U.S. Army chaplain. The U.S. Army chaplaincy has provided some of the most rewarding and challenging ministry opportunities of my career as a minister. I find it a great privilege to serve the soldiers of the United States Army, offering them hope and comfort in their times of need.
If you're a minister under 45 with a master's in theology or related studies, or you're under 40 and working towards that goal, talk to a chaplain recruiter.
We need godly men and women to answer the call to bring God to soldiers and soldiers to God.
Take the first step. See if you qualify for a position as an Army chaplain. Call Chaplain Brian Seidel at 818-481-6769. You heard a higher calling. Now discover your mission. Call 818-481-6769. 818-481-6769. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old enough, he will not depart from it. At Ascension Lutheran Children's Center, that's their philosophy. Here's what Donna has to say about Ascension Lutheran Children's Center.
There have been so many wonderful experiences for my daughter. I'm always impressed with the new things she learns each day, and I really appreciate that Ascension Lutheran includes Christian teachings as part of their curriculum. I would definitely recommend Ascension Lutheran.
Ascension Lutheran, conveniently located in Allied Gardens between Mission Valley and East County, offers full or part-time as well as after-school care for children up to the age of 12. Right now, if you call and mention KPRZ, Ascension Lutheran will give you half off your first week's tuition. So whether it's your child, your grandchild, or a friend, now is a great time to call. We all know how important a Christian education is for our child, and the first few years help build their foundation for the rest of their lives. Call Ascension Lutheran Children's Center today, 619-582-2699.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Where's that music coming from? What's that? Is that famous music from somewhere?
Black Hole.
Is that from the Black Hole still? We're still doing the Black Hole thing. Oh. That's pretty funny. A couple things I want to tell you just real quickly. This segment brought to you by Genesis Recovery. And I'll tell you one thing. I'm these guys are growing.
Great people.
Growing on me. They got people that have come, you know, from the show that are helping from a prayer point of view, their sponsoring point of view, a participation point of view.
You know, and the testimony we've had in studio to David, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's life-changing material. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. You call 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. If you're a person that wants to sponsor somebody having recovery in their lives. When we say recovery, we're not talking about just sobriety. We're talking about recovering lost time. Why? Because God is a redeemer and can redeem the time. And people go, no, he can't. That's just your lousy faith and terrible theology. Yes, he can. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com, 619-797-7319. If you want to be a partner, if you want to be a prayer partner, you want to be a financial partner, if you know somebody that needs it, or if you need it, get in contact with Tommy, talk to them, see how they can help you. They've been helping people, and I'm just blessed that that our show has anything to do with that. So I'm pretty happy about that. Okay, we only have a limited amount of time. What do I got? Like 2 minutes, right? 3 minutes. Oh, perfect. Well, we're going to look at today's Facebook post, and man, is it a simple and challenging one. I need the extreme, extreme short version for the R&B. Wow, that was even shorter than normal. Can you do that again? That was just so funny. Let's hear it. Okay. John chapter 4, verse 50. Now, I wrote this. You've got to think about this in its context and the element that I was trying to communicate. Here's what the passage says. Jesus replied, "You may go. Your son will live." Then the man took Jesus at his word and departed. Okay? Just Jesus replied, "You may go. Your son will live." Then the man took Jesus at his word and departed. So here was the Facebook post. Ready? This is, you'll love this. I wrote, "What? He took Jesus at his word? How dare he?" It's like, what? Jesus told him something and he simply believed it? What? How can we fathom that? So Jesus said, "You may go, your son will live." The man took Jesus at his word and departed. Hey, wait a minute. We're Christians. We claim that we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died on the cross, he was buried, and 3 days later he rose again. We believe in the account given in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We believe that the Holy Spirit also wrote Acts through Revelation. We're those people that believe that. How about this? Let's take Jesus at his word. Wowzer. I've just never heard of such a thing. Taking him at his word. This guy took Jesus at his word and his son lived. You know what the result of taking Jesus at his word was? This guy's son had full recovery from a health issue. Oh, he took him at his word, huh? Wow. That's novel. It's novel, all right, because a lot of us aren't doing it. Let's try and do it more. How about that? Let's do it together. Let's all make a conscious decision this week. One thing that we hear in the Bible from the Lord, let's just do this. Just one thing. Let's just go, "I'm going to believe that." I have a feeling if one zillionth of us did that, it would change our lives. What do you think?
You know, I don't think God wrote the Bible for grins.
Yeah, I don't like that grins guy anyway. So I'm with you on that one. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we've got some amazing stories from the NFL. Don't go anywhere. I think you'll understand when I say that something.
A friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Our family has been chosen for a great task.
Since the beginning of time,
a great flood is coming.
The world's most epic story.
I have to save the innocent.
Has only been imagined.
You stand alone and defy me.
I'm not alone.
On March 28th.
Take the Ark!
He chose you for a reason, Noah.
The story comes to life.
It begins.
Noah. This film is now yet rated in theaters and IMAX March 28th. Noah is inspired by the book of Genesis. The artistic license has been taken. We believe the film is true to the values and integrity of the biblical story.
Hi, this is David from the David Spoon Experience. My father passed away when I was 20 years old. And while he had some pretty good wealth, the government immediately seized his estate funds for review. Now, fortunately for me and my family, we had term life insurance. And with that money, he not only received the proper funeral, according to our family traditions, it was the assistance my family deeply needed. I understand that in radio, we are in the business to generate revenues. But for me, term life insurance is a little more personal. So when I met with Tarek from iBuyTerm and shared my story,
story, he understood me completely. iBuyTerm provides different options of term life insurance coverage with your best interest at heart, finding you the most affordable and most appropriate life insurance for your stage of life. Go online for a free quote to iBuyTerm.com. That's iBuyTerm.com and call to speak to a live person. Call 619-344-2727. That's 619-344-2727. iBuyTerm. Life insurance made easy, affordable, and honorable. Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right, no water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We got a bunch of things to do this segment, so we got to kind of keep things on track. Let's start with the opening story from our very own theme music corporation, the NFL. The NFL says, ready? Here it is. 2014, dunking on goalposts will now be a penalty. Dunking on goalposts will now be a penalty. NFL, which stands for No Fun League, NFL, which stands for the National Football League, is becoming one of those sports where they're trying to get everything where everybody acts a certain way. And if you've ever watched the movie Basketball, you will understand it's going to be heading out if they keep going that direction. But anyway, dunking is now not only illegal in the sense of can get you a fine, it can also be a penalty against your team. Now, people will not do it because of the penalty. But I will say what they're missing is the dunks that don't get dunked. There is hardly a thing funnier in all of sports than to watch a really strong, well-abled athlete jump up with the football to the bar that's at the goalposts and try and dunk it. Just as reference sake, those are at 10 feet, like a basket. So if it was like LeBron James, he could like dunk from the elbow down kind of thing. Anyway, so they go up to dunk and then they take the football and it hits the bar and they like don't get it over. There's little that's as funny as that. Because then after they've scored a touchdown and they're all like, look at me, I'm so great, look at me. And then they go to dunk and you're like, look at him, look at him.
Get the camera off me, get the camera off me.
That's nothing funny. So anyway, dunking, you're not going to see any more dunking. We didn't see a ton of it anyway.
You know, they have new baseball rules this year too, and it's like kind of like the same thing. You're not allowed, if you're the catcher and you don't have control of the ball, you're not allowed to block home plate.
I don't know if I disagree with that. What do you think of that? Because don't you have to have
part
control?
Of baseball has always been psychological.
That's true.
So by blocking the plate, even if you don't have the ball, it creates the illusion that you have the ball. And it's been one of the great things that catchers have done for years.
You know, as a baseball purist, I'm going to yield to you on that one.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to say you're right. I can understand it. I'm not the baseball kind of guy.
It makes sense, but I don't like it.
Yeah. Look, the dunking on football, who cares? Why aren't they? They should let that stay and get rid of the dancing that most of those guys can't really. I mean, only one, two guys have good moves. The rest of it's like, dude, I remember.
I'm like, my grandmother can move better than you. Well, could you please stop?
Yeah, I mean, they did that line dancing when I was. It was 1970s. Please stop. It's like, wow, that's not classy. That's horrible. There's a big difference. Also, I want to say, being in the world of politics, because we cover everything. And by the way, the next segment, we're taking on the movie, and Glenn Beck. I'm taking on the Glenner.
Glenn stepped in it again.
I'm taking on the Glenner.
The Glenster.
The Glensta.
The Glenrama.
And I'm going to tell you why. It's not for his position. It's for the reasoning behind his position. Because I don't have a problem with people having a different opinion and having a reason behind it. But I'm going to address a specific. But before we get to that, I do want to point out that it's ironic that of recent discussion in the last 3 days, President Obama, and yes, he's the president, folks. Get over it. President Obama, even though I'm not thrilled with where it's going, he's still a president, so you call him President Obama, still disputes Mitt Romney's claim that Russia is a top geopolitical foe.
What?
I have a lot of respect for the office. The person, maybe not so much. What are you talking about?
Are you not watching TV, Mr. President,
I'm
sir?
I'm just like, what? Dude is invading another country. What are we doing? Yo, we're gonna, well, I'm gonna tell my mommy on you. It's like, what? Still disputes Mitt Romney's claim that Russia is a top geopolitical foe.
Despite Russia doing exactly what Mitt Romney said they were going to do.
No, he's right. The people in Iceland, those are the great geopolitical foes. Iceland.
Canadians. Worry about Canadians.
Iceland's where it's green and Greenland's where it's icy, which of course you know whoever named those two places. I mean, come on. What kind of story is that? Well, they were at a tavern. I don't care what anybody says. But the bottom line to that is Obama still disputes Romney's claim that Russia's a top geopolitical foe. What? Didn't the G8 minus Russia just get together as the G7 and say, you can't do this. This is who else are they doing that to?
I'm trying to think of something witty to say, and I have nothing.
Forget it. You got nothing, because there's nothing to say. I have nothing to say about that. In the meantime, because we're going to definitely attack this Noah issue on the film, we did that big interview with John Snowden.
That was great.
And it is a really good interview. I do
think. I really want to see this movie.
In the beginning of the interview, I stumbled a little bit. I kind of tripped over my tongue a little
Excitement.
Bit. Well, I don't know if it was excitement or the guy was calling from Nepal and I wasn't sure if he could hear me. I don't know for which one it was. But we're going to play that on March 28th, and we cannot play it beforehand or we get in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Which I don't think that's impressive or anything, but we're going to deal with some of the big issues that have been coming out because I think they're worthwhile to talk about, and so we will cover them. In the meantime, I want you to understand all the different things that are taking place. Now, I've got one food story that I'm waiting for to share with my buddy, but I'm not sharing it yet. So I did want to read this.
We're going to save it for the end of the show.
Of course I am. We're going to do this one little piece that's really nice that was sent to me by Tom D. Levine, who I also call Tom Divine. Well, that's a better radio name. And it's called The Ifs. Let me read that and then we'll exit, okay? Our life of faith is uncertain, but we can be expectant of good because we belong to God. We can rest in knowing his promises to us are true and he is faithful. It's not a question of if God is going to show up, but how and when. It's not a question of if he's going to move on our behalf, but how he will. It isn't even a question of if he's going to continue pursuing or wooing us deeper into his heart filled with affection for us, but if we will recognize him. We can live with joyful uncertainty and expectancy. I love that. That's a great line. We can live with joyful uncertainty and great expectancy. There are no ifs with God. The only ifs relate to us. If we trust him, if we believe him, if we ask him. Isn't that a nice piece? That's a nice piece. It's called The Ifs. That's what it's called, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going to take a break, then we're going to come back, and then we're going to talk about Glenn Beck and the Noah movie and some of the controversy that's circling around. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Coming right back.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Aramco Financial invites you to the Willowbrook Country Club in Lakeside, March 27th at 6 p.m. for a free educational reverse mortgage workshop. Call 866-611-30 or online at aramco.biz. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco. BRE 01853626, NMLS 277-316.
You've been working hard to support your home, right, over the years, and if you are over the age of 62, you and your spouse, if you own your own home, you need to consider a reverse mortgage to make your retirement years a whole lot more enjoyable. It's a great way. In fact, there's no better way to fund your longevity than with this loan of opportunity, the reverse mortgage. Now, there are changes coming, more government help on the way, and you know what that means, more hoops. But you don't have to worry when you get with Mehran Aram and his team at Aramco. They're going to help you. In fact, the next dinner workshop explaining all of this will be in Lakeside at the beautiful Willowbrook Country Club, March 27th at 6 p.m. So if you own your own home, you and your spouse are over the age of 62, you're invited for the free dinner workshop. Seating is limited, though. You need to RSVP. So call them, or if you can't wait that long, set it up today. 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or online at aramco.biz, aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Bethel Seminary's master's and doctorate programs will help you develop your God-given talents while gaining the biblical foundation you need to lead, think critically, and discern faithfully. Find programs to equip you in ministry, therapy, counseling, and leadership. Bethel Seminary offers convenient programs both online and at its San Diego campus. Join Bethel for an evening information session on Monday, April 7th at their San Diego campus. To learn more and register, go to seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Seminary, rooted in faith, committed to excellence.
April 15th isn't the only deadline you have to worry about this year. If you're not signed up for health insurance by March 31st, you will owe a penalty under the new healthcare law. Arm yourself with the latest information, all contained in the brand new book, Beating Obamacare 2014 by Betsy McCoy. Read Beating Obamacare 2014 to help you find lower premiums, navigate the disastrous website, and more. Beat the healthcare deadline with our special offer. Log on today, beatingobamacare2014.com. That's beatingobamacare2014.com.
When children are hungry here in America, help is available from a number of places. In the AIDS-ravaged country of Mozambique, there are orphans who roam the streets looking for food, clothing, and a safe place to sleep. The government doesn't help. They're left to fend for themselves. Cross International has a rescue line where you can call pastors in Mozambique and have already identified the orphans in most critical need and identified families who are willing to take in another child. Your one-time gift of $68 is the bridge that brings them together. You can change the life of one of God's precious little ones on the other side of the world. Would you help right now? Call the rescue line at 888-728-5677 or visit www.kprz.com and rescue a precious little one as we partner together with Cross International to rescue children in Mozambique. KPRZ.com.
My name is Ryan Lekas. I'm a heroin addict. I've been strung out on heroin for 7 years. Really lost everything I loved in life. Everything. And it wasn't until I ended up in a prison cell when I got down on my knees and asked for God's help. A few days later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, and you know, it's crazy the blessings I'm getting now, the people that God's put in my life. God is good.
Hi, this is Miles McPherson of The Rock Church. Genesis Recovery of San Diego, a ministry of The Rock, is helping people looking for new ways to recover from their addiction.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step process. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com.
They are truly setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and Heavenly Talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Just got a note from the person representing Pastor Stovall. He enjoyed the interview very much. Always nice to hear, right? I mean, it's always good to hear for us that people are getting blessed. We appreciate that. By the way, I was just talking to Robo Producer, who's trying to track down Betsy McCoy herself, Dr. Betsy McCoy, regarding her book, Beating Obamacare 2014, right? So you're trying to track her down for an interview for us?
We need to get her on because she's got some great information. And, you know, whether you have employer-based insurance, which like I have now, or you don't, so many changes in this law that are coming and going, people got to get informed.
Yeah, and she's somebody, and this is what I like, and I think we talked about this before. She is somebody that knows the system. And again, we've talked about this. You know, like I could have more political people on the show on a regular basis, but I don't want to. See, you're like, no, you should have more political people. No.
That's what makes her great, too, is because she's not a political person.
I mean, here's the thing. I was talking to Matt about this. It was one of our great sales executives here. Just a fabulous job he does here. And we were talking about it. And I said, well, I'd rather have Christian celebrities, quote-unquote pastors, ministers, people that are working for the kingdom, and then regular celebrities that people can identify with, or people who are experts in their area. The reason, it's not that I have a complete distrust for all elected officials, but I have a complete distrust for all elected officials. So, therefore, it's easier for me to talk. Oh, I'm just kidding. There's some people that I really like. That guy that ran for dog catcher, he was awesome. Anyway, so the bottom line to that is I want to talk to somebody who knows about the healthcare law that isn't going to vote yes or no, to be really honest. Again, I'm a big, big supporter of this country having a good healthcare system. I'm a big, big disappointmenter in how it's all going about.
It's called the Affordable Healthcare Act.
Well, I think what bothers me is, again, not the idea, not this, but, you know, implementations and penalties and what?
You know, the biggest part for me is the penalty, Dave.
I would probably be standing by myself alone, outstanding in my field, all by myself. If there was no negative, like if people that wanted to object because of their faith had that opportunity, I think, okay. And if people weren't being penalized through a test, I'd be like, that's not that bad. But those two components,
they're huge,
are just out of a 1 to 10 or out of a 1 to 100, that's 70 for me right there.
Now for me, they're about 85.
Yeah. I mean, that's a huge amount right there. And then, you know, I don't have a problem with us having a good system that works. I don't want a system that doesn't work. But taxing people or penalizing, I don't care if they call it tax, it's a penalty, it's a tax, whatever, it's money out of our pot, that I don't like. And then people that should have that freedom in this country to say that's really contrary to our faith. Like Hobby Lobby, they should have that opportunity to say no. I mean, that we just really feel that strongly against us. I think if they would have done that, they'd have gotten 1,000 times more support.
I look at it like this, Dave. It's like, okay, we're not required to buy, you know, car insurance. But if you don't buy a car. So I don't think you should be required to buy health insurance. If you don't go to the doctor.
I just think the way they go about it's kind of weird. So here's the deal. BeatingObamacare2014.com is Dr. McCoy's site, right? That's her.
Yes.
BeatingObamacare2014.com. And if you go there and you sign up, you can get the first chapter free. It won't cost you anything. So if you don't like it, don't get the rest of it. If it's not pertinent information, dump it. Move on. But we're going to have her on the show and give her a chance to tell us. And I know she's going to come from a more of a Republican conservative point of view. But I just want her to kind of give me some definitions on, you know, some of the ways to navigate. Because one of the things she came up with is there's a way that she's got where you can lower your premium. And in the middle of this crisis, that's outstanding. So I want to talk to her about that. So she'll be on, right? You're going to get her on?
I just sent off an email, and we're going to keep on top of it, try to get her on this week.
All right. I got till like 47, right? I got like 7
Indeed
minutes.
You do, sir.
All right. So here's the big controversy. Da, 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 da. You got da, 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 da music. I know we
da,
don't
da, da, da.
That's close enough.
It's almost like the termite lady.
Yeah, that's true, huh? Yeah. Da-da-da-da. Yeah, okay, that's good. Two reports. One on Breitbart, and I enjoy Breitbart from time to time, but they're wrong. They put out an article, and they said the report, the movie Noah, it's missing the word God. Okay, so there's a big upheaval. Upheaval. That's a really weird word, isn't it? Upheaval. It's like, what does that mean? But anyway, there's a big with everybody because the word God is not in the film. Now, on the flip side of it, the word creator, Lord, divine being, and the all-powerful are in the movie.
Synonymous? I'm not quite sure.
But it's like, come on. I mean, if they want to say the creator has told me, that you got a problem with that? I got no problem. You got a problem with that?
No, it's the exact same thing. So,
the Lord has told me. The divine being has told me. The all-powerful has told me. Yeah. So? See, to me, that's phony. It's like a phony controversy. It's like, oh, well, they didn't say the word God. Well, depending on what Hebrew sect you're in, if you don't say the word Jehovah, they'll stone you. So it's like, fine, you can call him Jehovah, you can call him Lord God, you can call him Lord. Come on, folks. See, that's where you get weird. I don't like that. But the problem I have is not with that, because that to me is a small hit piece. It means nothing. And on Friday, we're going to be playing the interview, just so you can know ahead of time. Here's the thing that I don't like. And you know me, I'm going to tell you exactly how I think about it. Now, I have a respect for Glenn Beck. I don't respect his particular faith elements, because I don't believe that Mormonism is evangelical Christianity. And if somebody's got a problem with that, I can't help you. Now, do I hate Mormons? No. Do you hate atheists, Dave? No, but I have a little less patience for them. that be true. Okay, I'm just being honest. But here's the bottom line. Glenn Beck said he hopes that Noah is a massive failure. That's what he hopes. But the reason why is what I want to talk about. Did you hear what the reason why that Glenn Beck said he hopes it's a massive failure? Did you get to hear why that was? Did you ever have a chance to listen to that? Let me explain to you why Glenn Beck hopes it's a massive failure. Let me tell you why. This is what he said. And if he didn't say this, if this was taken out of context, I'd like to know. Somebody please tell me and verify that. He said, this movie, if it becomes successful, if we take our churches and we all go, our children will look at that as being the Noah story. No matter what you say, they will believe this version over the version that mommy and daddy are telling them, that the old dusty Bible is telling them, and it's dangerous disinformation. This is Glenn Beck's position, is if you take somebody to this movie, okay, if you take somebody, that they're going to come into this movie, and that's the only thing they're going to understand of Noah. And I have a comment on that. Now, is there somebody holding that I need to cut in for, or is this something that can wait? Where are we at?
It's actually kind of an interesting topic. We can hold them over if you want. It's actually, she has a Christian perspective. Her name is Samantha, and she has signed up for Obamacare, and she wanted to shed some light.
Tell her to hold on, and then let me finish this point, and then we'll get to her. Okay, so what Glenn Beck was saying is this. He was saying that if you take your kids to this movie, that's the only version you're going to know. Here's my comment to Glenn Beck. If that's the case, where I take my kids to the movie, and the only version they're going to know is the movie, I have a lousy church that doesn't know how to teach the Bible. That's the first thing I would say. The second thing is, I'm a terrible parent who doesn't know how to open up the book and read Genesis 6, 7, and 8. So for him to say that movie is going to represent God to all people, it's like, what? I don't care if my kid goes to a movie. Matt said it really well. Hey, my kids watch cartoons. They know it's animated, not real. If I take my kids to a movie like this, I tell them, isn't that an interesting story, an interesting take? Let me tell you about the real story. Or if your church cannot do that, are you kidding? It makes me want to throw up if your church can't do that. You go to a Bible-believing church. Get out of the church you're at. So I don't dislike Glenn Beck, but I totally disagree that the movie trumps parents teaching or churches teaching. Don't agree with that at all. Okay, now that I've got that out of my system, let Samantha on so we can talk about the Obamacare thing. Is she there with us? Samantha, you there with us?
I'm here.
How you doing today?
Okay, how are you?
Not too bad. I only got about 3 minutes, so that's the only reason I'm tight on time, so please
all
forgive
right.
me. Tell me what your perspective is on the Obamacare situation.
Okay, well, I signed up for it. I had insurance through my work for years, And after the Obamacare thing came out, and I have a Republican bent, so I'm definitely not, you know, on that liberal side, I didn't like it. The thing I really hate the most is that it's forced on Americans, so to me it kind of like infringes on our personal freedoms. But anyway, my premiums kept going up and up at work, and I had a few medical issues, and then I still had to pay out of a lot of out-of-pocket thing. And I just thought, this is awful. I can't. I don't hardly have enough to live on because I'm not a high-paying position anyway. And so I started looking at the Obamacare, the covered California, and saw where there's good insurance, and they do have the assistance for people of various income levels. And I thought, you know, that's not a bad thing, because any way you look at it, people are going to use the healthcare system no matter what, because everybody gets sick eventually. And I thought, but I don't like the fact that there is, you know, that birth control issues and things being forced on certain employers and all of that. And I thought, well, my private employer and a lot of other ones, and it's corporate too, my employer, has been forced to have to, you know, accept all kinds of different types of things, you know, in order to include them in health care. People that being insured that aren't even related and other things like that. And I thought, well, that's really, the private insurance sector is really no different than the government or the Obamacare. And so I went ahead and signed up for it. The process was not overly tedious for me. There was a few little bumps in the road, but I was able to call them and get some answers over the phone. And, you know, and I'm glad I signed up for it. It goes into effect April 1st for me. And, you know, I got my money back now coming into my paycheck that I need really bad from my company, you know, by canceling my company insurance.
So for you, it's working. I mean, for you, it's a process that's not bad.
No.
Although you don't like the requirements, you don't like you're kind of a little bit more like me in the context of, look, you can't have people do it that
totally.
It breaches their faith. I mean, that's absurd.
I heard you say that because it infringes on the personal freedom of Americans to make it a requirement. But we are required to have auto insurance and things like that, too. So there is some things required upon us in our nation. You know, and every type of ordinance and everything that gets passed takes away a certain amount of personal freedom from us all.
Right. How do you feel about the fact that when people don't do it, that they're going to tax them or penalize them?
Well, I think that people do need to have some form of insurance of some kind if they can. And the reason why the majority of people didn't have it in the first place is if you're going to choose between putting food on the table for your family or paying for medical insurance when most of the time you're not sick anyway, people are going to put the food on their
I think you're 100% correct.
You know? And
I think
that's really
right.
The bottom line of it all.
No, and my time is limited, but let me tell you something. First of all, I appreciate you calling the show. Because we don't rip people over. I mean, if that was your position and it's helping you, I'm glad. If they could make modifications to make the changes, to not require, I don't think they should penalize. I think that's, if somebody wants to take that chance, God lets people take a chance in the sense that God lets people choose to sin. That's, you know, if you make that call, you make that call, but you got to live with the consequences.
True. But it'd be great to have option, you know, to get it or not get it, you know, but I think they made it mandatory to kind of push people to do it that wouldn't choose it no matter what.
Yeah.
You know,
and I think you've got a valid point there. And I think what's really important is to understand that we're in that sense. I'm glad you have coverage. I'm glad you've got it. The reason I had to jump in there, Samantha, is we're out of time, so I have to take the break. So I'm against a hard break. But I'm glad you have it. I think they need to change certain elements and make the modifications in such a way as to not be grievous to the people. But personally, I think it's great, and I think it's terrible you were in a situation that you had to choose and that they should try and help out in those circumstances. But there's a lot of plus, a lot of minus. That's why I want to have Dr. McCoy on to talk to her about it. By the way, Samantha, thank you for calling. Complete respect, and I'm glad that you're covered, and I hope that all your medical issues get better. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming back. Final thoughts on this whole process.
Some of you may be
this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
If you're at least 85 pounds overweight and struggling with weight-related health conditions, turn to Palomar Health. Their weight loss surgery program has helped hundreds of people achieve a healthy body and spirit. Join them for a free seminar led by a board-certified bariatric surgeon. Learn more at palomarhealth.org.
How do you navigate from the here and now to the then and there? We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrivin' Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
According to data from Standard & Poor's, California home prices have risen around 20% in just the last year. With this great news, Cash Call can probably refinance you to eliminate your mortgage insurance. Or you can take the cash out of the new equity to pay expensive bills like taxes, credit cards, whatever. Make the cash call at 866-590-CASH, and in minutes, with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you what your home's current value looks like and figure out how much we can cut your total monthly payments while cutting your interest rate, too. So call us at 866-590-CASH and take advantage of your home's higher value and our fixed rates as low as 3.5% rate and APR with no closing costs. None. The sooner you call, the sooner you could cut your total monthly payments.
Cash Call Inc. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law License Number 6038780. NMLS Number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
I'm Mia Hamm, 2-time Olympic gold medalist in women's soccer.
I'm 6-time Major League All-Star Nomar Garcia-Parra.
Being a professional athlete requires years of hard work in order to be the best in your field. So when my husband Nomar and I wanted solar panels for our house, we searched for a company dedicated to being the best in their field too.
Our only choice was Varango Solar, the gold standard in solar energy with over 10,000 residential installations.
Varango has a zero-down solar program. You never pay for the panels, just the power they generate at a lower rate than your electric company charged. They're truly the only solar company we'd ever put our names on.
Everyone thinks there must be a catch, but we're actual customers and there is no catch. Varango really treated us like family. We even asked Varango to install panels on my mom's house. Call Varango today and see how much you'll save.
Call Varango Solar at 800-856-6700. 800-856-6700. 800-856-6700.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Dude, we need a third hour. We need people to contact the studio and say, we got to have Dave on from 4 to 5.
Too much good stuff.
I'm rushing through this. I would have loved to have talked to Samantha longer. We just had this conversation off air a little bit. We agree there should be something. We don't agree with the implementation. You know, I can speak. Don't worry. The implementation of the system, but I'm glad that she has insurance, and I don't want her to be without insurance. And I think there's got to be a place where people come to that's like, here's how we do it. But it doesn't breach faith freedoms. That's a bozo no-no.
No matter what you come up with, that's a bozo no-no. I do care what it is, but you should not just say that every single person, you have to do it. It's America. You should have the freedom, just like I was talking about the car insurance, Dave. You know, I was talking about just from a driving perspective. If you don't have insurance, you don't drive.
Right.
If you want to drive and take that chance without it, go right ahead.
Yeah, you got to be willing to take those kinds of risks. I will say that the implementation of the system, depending on the youth, was probably not genius.
Considering the youth doesn't care?
Yeah,
you're correct.
The youth. I mean, that was probably...
I'm invincible.
That was probably a bad play. Let me just wrap up, too, on the Russell Crowe movie, the Noah movie with Glenn Beck. Again, I don't dislike Glenn Beck. Okay, but Glenn Beck said, if your kids see this movie, that's the only version they'll ever understand of Noah. And my response to that is, man, you go to a crummy church. How could your church not be able to tell you what the real story of Noah is? How can you as a parent, as a grandparent, as an uncle, as an aunt, not be able to open up the Bible and go, hey, let's read the real story. It's here in Genesis 6, 7, and 8. In fact, we should be using this movie as an opportunity to talk to our kids about the real story of Noah, which Jesus absolutely declared was not an allegorical story. That's just insanity. But anyway, the bottom line to that is God first. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Loving you, people. We're going to be back tomorrow for more Insanity with Spoonanity. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, 22 hours from now. See you then.